You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lindley Polis and dog Tequila head to a dog-friendly bar in Dallas. After a few drinks, Polis heads home but runs a red light, slamming into another car and killing the driver, Honor Wallace, just 19. Polis and Wallace's passenger taken to the hospital. Texas cops notice Polis has glassy eyes and slurred speech.
Nancy, Wallace was a sophomore at Southern Methodist University in downtown Dallas, and while a bystander tried to perform CPR, Wallace was gone by the time EMS arrived. Wallace's passenger suffered a broken collarbone but is expected to recover. Polis, who only suffered minor injuries, is said to have been more intoxicated than she believed herself to be because of her ADHD medication. Stimulants like Adderall, Ritalin, and Vyvanse can blunt the effects of alcohol, meaning it takes more time for users to feel intoxicated.
Polis, 27, now charged with DUI manslaughter. Ted Steinman pries open an air vent on the roof of a Florida urgent care and climbs down in the building. Well, he tries. He falls 15 feet, dusts himself off, and piles medical goods and the cash box into a wheelchair to take with him. That's some getaway. He bolts after being discovered by an employee, leaving the goods behind. Cops catch up to him now wearing a cast and using a cane. Then he claims officers have him confused with his, quote, identical twin. Steinman, 36, now charged with burglary, larceny, property damage, and a really bad lie to cops. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
California authorities are reporting that two men have been shot in a parked automobile outside Los Angeles, leaving three others injured and two dead. Details now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to our friends at KABC-TV, Inglewood Mayor James Butts suggested that the attack might have been a deliberate strike. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says that the five victims were taken to a hospital with gunshot wounds by paramedics who arrived at the scene. Although it's unclear whether there were multiple shooters, Butts said the males in their 50s were inside the car when a shooter pulled up and started firing in a parking lot. KABC is reporting that one of the survivors was in critical condition. Several nearby blocks were shut down by the Inglewood Police Department at the area, which was roughly 10 miles southwest of downtown Los Angeles.
A car with broken windows was visible in the parking lot in aerial TV footage. A federal appeals court has now upheld a decision postponing a Texas prisoner's execution this week for killing an 80-year-old woman more than two decades ago. 48-year-old Jedediah Murphy was scheduled to be executed by lethal injection Tuesday night at the state prison in Huntsville for the murder of Bertie Lee Cunningham. Her shooting death in a carjacking occurred in the Garland neighborhood of Dallas in October 2000. Murphy's attorney had filed a complaint asking for DNA testing of material linked to his 2001 trial, but this week a federal court in Austin issued an order postponing Murphy's execution. The judge's directive was upheld by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. According to the three-judge panel, a different Texas Row inmate brought an appeals court lawsuit that raises questions that are identical to Murphy's. In a case that questioned longstanding protections for news organizations, the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to consider a request from a prominent former West Virginia mining company executive to make it simpler for public figures to sue for defamation. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The justices rejected Donald Blankenship's appeal of a lower court's decision to dismiss his defamation lawsuit against media outlets like Fox News and MSNBC for referring to him as a felon during his unsuccessful 2018 race for the U.S. Senate. Blankenship was the former CEO of Massey Energy. After a 2010 mine explosion that claimed the lives of 29 coal workers, Blankenship was found guilty by a jury in 2015 of a federal conspiracy crime that is categorized as a misdemeanor, not a felony. Blankenship had requested that the Supreme Court reverse its unified decision from 1964 in the pivotal case New York Times v. Sullivan, which placed strict restrictions on defamation claims by public officials under the First Amendment safeguards for freedom of speech and the press provided by the U.S. Constitution. In a written opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas supported Tuesday's decision to reject Blankenship's appeal.
Nevertheless, Thomas maintained his belief that the 1964 decision should be taken into account in a, quote, appropriate case.
Edna Quintana splits time between her adult children in Central Colorado and a new boyfriend in Sagooch, Colorado. When Edna's daughters don't hear from her in over a week, they call the boyfriend, who says he hasn't seen her since they went hiking. He says Edna went back down the mountain before him, and when he got back to the car, she wasn't there. Investigators searching for Edna when they discovered Suzanne Morphew's remains. The Quintana family hopeful they, too, will soon have answers about their mom. Edna Quintana now missing 5 months. If you know anything about Edna Quintana, please call CBI Colorado Bureau Investigations 719-416-5815. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.